Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about living a not so ordinary life and how to take the ordinary life that we have and make it extraordinary as we live by God's plan, as we amplify the things of Him within our life. And so throughout the week, we'll be talking and praying about different aspects of the life that we live, the life that God sets out for us, and how we go about living in His way. And so today, we're going to talk and pray specifically about the path of life. And as we consider what life looks like, Psalmist writes in Psalm 16, verse 11, "You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." As we read that, we discover that there was an awareness, a knowledge from God about this path of light, life. A path that would fill those that walked upon it with great joy, with pleasure. We take context of Scripture and we discover that it's not an easy path. It's not that it's a path without difficulty, but it's a path that will lead to eternal life, will lead to great joy. I think sometimes we get so short-sighted that we miss the purpose of a path. And there are times, and especially in a health-conscious environment, that we view a path as simply a place to be, to walk, to exercise. For many centuries, I think that would have been a rather odd thought to use a path for. In fact, throughout much of history, a path was generally designed to lead somewhere. You would walk it so that you could get to a different destination from where you began. And it may be a path to a friend's house, to a neighbor's house, to a family member. It may be a simple path to the river, to a water source, to a place that people would gather. It may be a more complicated path, a path to the mountains, a path to a distant land, a path to the unknown. And God comes along and says, there's an eternal path. A path that leads to eternal joy. A path that leads to God's presence. You see, this path of life is one that not only gives us life to the full here on earth, but gives us life abundantly with Christ in eternity. It's one that enjoys exploring and photographing nature and seeing the incredible beauty that God has created. There are times, and most of the time, I study things in, well, maybe a little too much detail. Over and over, figuring out the best route, the best path, the best way to get to see something that I really want to enjoy. And for most of these things that I'm trying to find, there's at least eventually a single path that will take you there. There may be a variety of different ways to get to where that path begins, but that path that leads to the joy that I want to experience is a pretty well-defined path. Now, it may not be marked all that well. It may be smooth. It may be rugged. But if I leave that path, the chances of my finding what I'm hoping to experience is not very good. And when we live life, I know there are those out there that say there's many paths to God. There's, you know, find your own way and God will embrace you. And the difficulty is that's not what His Word says. Now, I grant it, I believe that each one of us have a path that we walk, that we live. And your story on coming to an awareness of God and a pursuit of Jesus and becoming His may be different than mine. But at the foot of the cross, at the point of surrendering to God, of being buried with Jesus, we join together on a path of life. We've walked our path to that point. And this path of life says it's about the destination. The journey is a part of it. And that's the incredible things as we walk the paths that I tend to walk when I go out exploring is there's often some great things to see and experience along the way. It's not that I put my camera away and don't get it out until I get to that destination because it's the only thing worth it. Now, if I've planned well and studied correctly and arrive at the right place, the destination generally is the feature. But I enjoy the path. I enjoy that which occurs on the path. When I look back, there have been times that I have not enjoyed the path. There was a time that I flew into Smoky Mountain area, Gatlinburg area, and was there for a conference and flew in, got there early, realized I had no hiking boots, nothing other than some nice shoes for the conference. And so I went to Walmart and bought a pair of inexpensive hiking boots and then proceeded to set out on a 5-mile hike to a waterfall. It was an enjoyable hike for most of the way to the waterfall. The waterfall was beautiful, some great photos. But by the time I headed back, those shoes was beginning to cause my feet some problems. I had not prepared well. I was getting blisters. It was painful. And I began to wonder, how much could I endure? Yet I kept going. See, by this point, my destination was the rented vehicle. It was home. It was safety. It was comfort. And so I pressed on. And there are times in this path of life that our feet become blistered. Our heart becomes heavy. Our thoughts become clouded. We are unsure of whether we'll even make it. But God's desire is that we would realize that this path of life, if we follow His path and walk with Him, is leading to that eternal joy. It's leading to that place of contentment. It's leading home. That's why it's important to not only know God's word, but to live it, to do it. To recognize that this is the path of life. This is obedience to God's word. This is His way. When we're not following His word, it's easy to get discouraged because we're not certain. But this path of life is one that God says not only leads us to Him, but leads us to life with Him. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. It has given us great instructions on how to walk this path. It has given us reminders of the difficulty of the path, of the joy of the path, of the pleasure of the path. You have given us this full picture of a walk with You that will face troubles, but will not face troubles alone. And Father, help us as we gaze into Your word to choose this path of life. Whatever it is that brings us to a point of acknowledging You, of finding that trailhead, that beginning place of being buried with Christ and choosing a life that's different. May we realize from that point forward, this path of life is a path that walks with You. It's a path that You've laid out and that You've marked and that You've determined. A path that may have great difficulty, it may have great joy along it. But a path that results in more than we could think or imagine. An eternity with You, an eternity in Your very presence. An eternity that's life. So, Father, as we consider the brevity of this life on earth, may we be motivated to continue to walk this path of life. If we're finding ourselves in a season of blistered feet or tired muscles or weary heart, may we take courage and continue this path, knowing that it is a path of life. May we walk with You each day. May our time in Your word, our time in prayer, our time paying attention to Your spirit within us help us. And should we stumble, should we fall, should we veer off of this path, may You guide us back to where we need to be. And as Your children, may we help others stay on the path that You have marked out through Your word. May we do that by lifting up Jesus so that He would draw people to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.